Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. And it's Mother FM Friday. So you know what that means. It's time to get sexy with Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
To beat Migs? Well, I know I sure am, because we made it all the way to Friday.
Friday, Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend, weekend.
It's Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, weekend. Friday, Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying, partying, yeah.
Happy Friday, indeed. Let's get to our contestant. It is Joel in Seattle. Joel, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, Joel is ready to rock, Steve, so you better get out of the studio.
Bye-bye.
If you're playing along at home, Joel will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, Joel, but you can only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Harry and Lloyd are the main characters from what 1994 comedy film?
Say that again.
Harry and Lloyd are the main characters from what 1994 comedy film?
Pass.
What do you need 2 of to play double Dutch?
Jump ropes?
Yes. Which Midwest Major League Baseball team was once known as the Gas House Gang?
The Chicago White Sox.
No.
The Cubs?
No.
Minnesota Twins?
No. According to legend, which outlaw killed one man for each of the 21 years he lived?
Jesse James?
No.
Pass.
How many hearts does a squid have?
1.
No.
2.
No.
3.
Yes, 3. The original London Bridge structure can now be found in which southwestern state?
Arizona.
Yes. In what decade were the first Tonka trucks released?
60s.
No. Joel, we got 50. You down for 3.
Hey-o.
How come I don't get the rest?
Well, because we ran out of time.
Oh, man. How come Steve gets so much time?
He gets the same amount of time as everyone else.
60 seconds. He just goes really fast.
No, they give me about an hour, 20.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Steve, welcome back. Are you ready?
Showtime.
Harry and Lloyd are the main characters from
Dumb
what?
And Dumber.
Yes. What do you need 2 of to play double Dutch?
2 jump ropes.
Yes. Which Major League Baseball team from the Midwest was once known as the Gas House Gang?
The Chicago Cubs?
No.
The Chicago White Sox?
No.
Cincinnati Reds.
No. According to legend, which outlaw killed one man for every for each of the 21
Jesse
years?
James?
No. Oh. Each of the 21 years he lived.
Butch Cassidy.
No.
Sundance Kid.
No. How many hearts does a squid have?
Two.
No.
Three.
Yes, the original London Bridge structure can now be found in which southwestern state?
Oy, New Mexico.
No.
Nevada.
No.
I don't know. Texas.
No. In what decade were the first Tonka trucks released?
Which decade? The 40s.
Yes. The Suez Canal connects the Mediterranean Sea to what colorful sea?
The Red Sea.
Yeah. Osteoporosis affects what part of the body?
The bones.
Yes. Coq au vin is a dish made with what type of meat?
Coca meat.
No.
Pig?
No.
Cow?
No. It was chicken. Buck, buck. Steve Miggs, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You got to be kidding me. Another 6. And that is a win. 6-3.
Yes.
Nice job, Steve. And Joel, next time maybe you'll beat Miggs. You're sampling
the best. I don't know. You guys give me more time than him, apparently.
So much more. The Gas House Gang was a nickname for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Oh.
According to legend, the outlaw who killed one man for each of his 21 years on the planet was Billy the Kid.
Okay.
And our friend Joel did know that the original London Bridge structure can now be found in Arizona. Congratulations on your victory, Steve. We will play Beat Migs again at 7:50. The Daily Migs Show. We have a really cool feature on the Odyssey app, and it lets you leave us a voice message at your leisure. And every time we get messages, some are very interesting, Steve.
Yeah, a lot of people are very, very, very angry. And I think we could all agree with them.
We're going to slide into our VMs after Alice in Chains.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
Sliding
on the Daily Mix Show.
Go ahead and slide in there to our voice messages, and you can do it through the Odyssey app. Just be on the lookout for the little microphone icon. Steve, what is the situation in there today?
The situation is Big Dumper. A lot of people have left us voice messages about Cal Raleigh. Are you ready for the first one?
Yes.
All right. In case you don't know, he didn't get the MVP.
Boo.
Yes, Aaron Judge got it.
F***ing bullshit, mother f***ing garbage, f***ing Rob Manfred getting his by Aaron Judge kind of bullshit this is.
Okay, this person clearly very happy about Cal Raleigh coming in second in the votes.
Also, nice job on the edits there, Steve.
You know, if there was a limit to bleep buttons, I would have ran out of them from a few of these voice messages. And he's not done.
What the f***? Aaron Judge played 2/3 the innings than Cal Raleigh did, out in right field as opposed to catching, and hit less home runs. It's bullshit. East Coast bias.
Yeah.
I agree.
I mean, I couldn't even imagine what Cal Raleigh would have done if he was on the New York Yankees, as far as, because that's a home run hitter's ballpark.
Yes.
And Cal was hitting home runs in a quite the opposite of a home run hitter's ballpark in T-Mobile Park. And I mean, obviously can't make those, that's not probably being factored into whether or not he's getting the first place votes. And I will argue that Aaron Judge does deserve to be MVP, as much as that pains me to say it, because he had a monster season. But when you add in everything else besides the hitting, it just seems crazy. And also just the value, I mean, truly the true value of Cal Raleigh to this team, I don't think Aaron Judge competes with that.
I agree with you 1,000,000,000%, Steve.
All right, should we check out the next voice message?
Yes.
All right, Danny, get the bleep button ready.
Oh, God. Will this guy have more bleeps than the last guy, though?
Major League Baseball, what the f*** is wrong with you? Okay, baseball writers, go f*** yourselves, you stupid motherfuckers. How in the shit do you not give Cal Raleigh, a guy who broke, I don't even know how many fucking records this year, but he broke them all, and he did it as a switch hitter and as a catcher. You know how hard it is to scraps down for 15 fucking hours a day?
Yeah, how hard is it, Taryn?
It's really hard.
Aaron Judge, go fuck yourself. Go fuck everybody. I'm just so sick and tired of the Seattle.
Well, good news. He left another voice message.
No, he ran out of time.
I don't know what happened, but I just got cut off, and I'm not done bitching about the fact that Cal Raleigh is not your f***ing MVP. Go f*** yourselves, baseball critics. I feel better.
Sometimes, you know, you just need an ear, and we're always here for you through the voice messages.
So long as we have a bleep button.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
Our friend Danny V is looking like a model today.
Ooh, sexy boy.
Ooh, Danny rocking the limited edition Daily Mix Show Thanksgiving shirt, which is shockingly not a black t-shirt in the rock shop at KISW.com. It's yellow. And the proceeds benefit the Washington State Food Coalition. So when you buy it and wear it to your Thanksgiving feast, you're doing some good.
Which is what we're going to do.
Yeah, we are. Get it at KISW.com.
Feel better.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Castle is in the studio, and the reason is you told us this wild story about something that went down in your neighborhood the other night, and we were so captivated by the story that we said, hey, can you come on and tell our listeners this story?
So, craziest thing, and you know, I live in a pretty quiet neighborhood, right? It's weird adjacent because, you know, I live in Seattle, but it's a pretty quiet neighborhood.
You walk a couple blocks, craziness will happen.
Yeah. My wife and I are sitting in our basement watching TV. You know, it's like family room, bar, pool table, TV, all that stuff.
All the family stuff, bottles of booze.
We're sitting there watching TV, and I hear my basement door that leads to the outside behind us. Somebody try to open it, and it's probably like 7:30 at night, so it's dark outside. And my wife goes, "There's someone out there,"
which has got to be the worst feeling to hear someone who's not you or your wife messing with the door handle.
Yes, and it wasn't like they knocked. I mean, it was literally like trying to open the door, but it was deadbolted. So I get up, and the door has like a big window, right? But all the outside lights are off, so I can only see the silhouette of what is a person standing at the bottom of my basement stairs looking in the window, trying to open my door. So
grab a weapon?
I didn't, but I came in pretty hot.
Okay.
Yeah. It's very intimidating.
Yeah, part of me is like, let me get my phone, get a sound effect of a shotgun. I have a YouTube, hurry up and play it.
So we have a bunch of construction going on at our house for drainage outside. So half of the house is dug up. Anyway, at the bottom of the stairs is just a big hole. So she's kind of standing, this person is standing around like a big hole full of water. Like the whole thing was bizarre, but I thought maybe it was one of the construction guys. But why on earth is he back here at 7:30 at night? So I flip on the light and there's this woman standing there looking a little disoriented. And I said, "What in the F do you think you're doing?"
Right. What was the look on her face when she did that?
You know, it was sort of blank, and she looked at me, she goes, "Am I in the wrong place?" And I go, "You're goddamn right you're in the wrong effing place." And she goes, "Okay."
Or the right place.
And she just goes,
"Dear penthouse."
Yeah.
Sorry.
maybe you did show up to the rescue. And she just turns around and walks back up the stairs into my backyard. I mean, it was the craziest thing. And she was so casual about it. Like, I'm in the wrong place. Like, you're goddamn right, you're in the wrong effing place.
She just goes,
okay. And she turns around and starts walk back up the stairs. So I mentioned that we're doing construction. So the side of my house is completely dark. So she had to open the gate, come through the fence, and go through what is basically a construction site. There's like caution tape up.
Like an obstacle course.
It was like an obstacle course. And there's like a big hole in the backyard. Like, I'm surprised she didn't step in it coming around the corner.
You're here for the big hole.
You see.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, God.
She had a pizza.
You're going to work on your plumbing.
So she came through the closed gate, through the caution tape, through the obstacle course, and then under caution tape to get to my stairs. You walk down the stairs, and like I said, it's just a big hole in the ground right now.
So she's practicing for American Ninja Warrior.
At no point did she go, well, this is weird. Right. Maybe this is a place. So anyway,
she was like a squatter. Like, she thought, okay, there's all this construction.
She looked normal enough, but that's entirely possible.
Right.
That's entirely possible. So, like, maybe they saw the construction and they thought, but, you know, there's also two cars and a Harley Davidson in the driveway.
The lights are on.
Right. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Dog barking.
Fair.
So I go upstairs and I turn on all the outside lights, and she's standing out in front of my house, like, kind of just walking up and down the street. And I'm thinking, like, okay, maybe there's something wrong with her, or maybe something is wrong. So I'm like, I'm going to go get my shoes, and either I'm going to figure out if she needs help, or I'm going to get her out of here. One of these two things need to happen. And by the time I put my shoes on and came back downstairs, she was gone.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Isn't that wild?
That's very wild.
Isn't that wild?
It's just like, even if I was following directions that my phone was giving me, the second that it was telling me to, like, go into a backyard
pitch
with
black
tape in the dark, I'd be like, this is not right.
Even in the times where I've done, like, Airbnbs, and I'm like, I'm positive this is the house, the address says it, I'm still like, oh, man, I hope I'm not about to walk into something bad.
Can you believe that? Yeah, yeah, just you know, I mean, even with the Airbnb, like, I'm calling the person, like, just making sure I'm in the right spot. Like, but she was so just blank about it. Like, am I in the wrong place? Like, yes, you're in the wrong place. Okay, and just turns around and walks away, like, completely casual about it.
Have you guys had anything, like, weird, like, something weird that just straight up happened to your house, like, something like this, or?
Yes. Yeah, so, well, there was one time a long time ago when we were first renovating our property, we found a bag of stuff that wasn't ours that somebody had clearly dumped on our property. And it had, like, driver's licenses, women's jewelry, baseball cards. Clearly somebody had, like, lifted a bunch of stuff and stuck it on our property. I have no idea.
I would have found
it. I immediately called the police and said, like, hi, I think I have uncovered someone's stolen property. And so the police officer's like, all right, we're going to come and get it. If I were you, I'd set up shop, let people know that although this place is under construction, like, there's someone living here. So my husband and I, we light a fire. We stay up all night playing cribbage, playing guitar, all that fun
Very
stuff.
Very threatening.
Very threatening. Then all of a sudden, as we're sitting there, we see someone, like, stumbling down the driveway towards us with a flashlight. And I'm like, Brad, this is really scary.
It's
and
go
he's
time.
Like, yep, we're going to probably get stabbed.
Shouldn't and I'm like, those mushrooms.
So then the guy's like, hey, did you find my stuff? And we're like, yes, we did find your stuff, and I gave it to the police. And this guy's like, oh, why would you do that? No, I need that stuff. That was my stuff. And I'm looking at the guy, remembering the driver's license that I saw, and I'm like, this is not your stuff. So then I think really quickly, I'm like, you know what, though? I could reach out to the police officer and let them know that there was a mistake, and we actually found the guy that it belongs to. Would you like me to do that? And
he'll come right over.
This guy was all messed up, let me tell you. So I'm emailing the police officer, like, I think his name is Eric. He's 5'7", blonde hair. I'm basically just emailing him back a description of the guy. Never heard from him again. He never came back to our house.
I thought he turned out to be your drug dealer ever since then.
Never saw him again. Never heard from him
he's
again.
He's living in the trailer.
The police never found him. It was just the weirdest, creepiest thing.
Wow. Thrill and I dug up bones in my backyard when we were installing my patio years ago.
What kind of
animal
bones?
Human bones.
Well, I think they were animal bones. We never really investigated, but
The Daily Mix Show.
Can you top these stories? 206-803-ROCK. We would love to know, for whatever the reason, it could have been a random person showing up or something odd that just went down on your property, what crazy thing happened at your house?
Maybe a cow ended up in your home. I don't know.
Call in now, 206-803-ROCK, and let us know what crazy thing happened at your house. 206-803-ROCK. We will take those calls after Nirvana.
Like, Danny, you never had a cow in West Seattle?
Nope. For whatever reason, maybe it's a random person that showed up at your house or something really odd occurred at your place, we want to hear about the crazy thing that happened at your house. Call 206-803-ROCK to tell us the story. Justin in Bremerton, what crazy thing went down at your house?
Good morning, guys.
What's up, Justin?
Man, so I've got a crazy story for you guys, man, and I don't know if it's going to be topped, but here it goes, man. So I lived in Spokane, Washington for a while. I worked night shift, and my girlfriend was working regular shift during the day. And so I had a couple neighbors, and I decided I was going to stay up a little later and have some drinks with them. And I go ahead, head home, you know, pretty late. My girlfriend was sleeping, and I crawl in bed with her, fall asleep, and I wake up to my girlfriend saying, like, I hear her talking. She says, "Who are you?" And I'm thinking, like, who is she talking to, you know? And she says, "Why are you in my house?" And I open my eyes, and I look out my bedroom door, and I see a silhouette of a human running down the steps.
What?
And so just to make this story a little more interesting, I sleep in the nude, right?
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I was picturing you in the nude, Justin.
you know, it's a nice sight. So there I am, and I'm, you know, house. You know, you got to protect what's yours, right? And so, so I chase him out, right? And I don't stop and throw no clothes on or anything. I just chase him out, and in my memory of this, like, my voice was different, and I'm screaming at this guy, chasing him out. And next thing I know, I'm outside. It's November in Spokane, and I'm naked, right? Mm-hmm. Which now is not such a good sight, right? And so
shrinkage.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, right. Yeah, you understand.
I gotcha.
And so I look around, and there's all these cars parked. Their parking lights are on. And so I instantly think that it's just a bunch of people doing these home invasions or something, right? And all of a sudden I get spotlighted. And these cars that are parked are police cars.
Oh my God.
So they instantly think that I'm a predator, obviously. And so they tackle me.
Oh no.
And my girlfriend, she comes running out of the house. She had already called the cops, right? And I was thinking, geez, they got here quick, you know, but, as it goes, you know, she tells, that's my boyfriend, you know, there was a guy in our house. So they, she brings me some clothes. I throw those on, and I go inside with the cops, and they're looking around, and they see that her wallet's open, and that her ID is sitting on our coffee table. And, I'm out of it right now. I'm like, what is seriously going on? Because they're not outside looking for this guy. And as the story goes, right, they leave, you know, and we're kind of freaking out, obviously. We can't sleep that night. And so the daylight comes, I go and I start looking around the neighborhood. I don't find anybody. Somebody was talking earlier about not having a weapon. I had a golf club. I don't know what that was going to do, but that was my weapon of choice at the time.
Get him.
We're running low on time, Justin. So, like, what happened? Did you ever find out who it was?
So about 10 years later, this guy, I get a call from the girlfriend. We're separated. And what had happened is the guy was in these other girls' apartment. They woke up. He ran out. Cops come, he gets in my house, is my theory, but this guy ended up, I found some blood on a tarp, being the detective I am, and I turned it into the police station in Spokane Valley. That 10 years later, that blood sample, it tested back for a guy who got in trouble for some voyeurism and also a rape kit. And
oh my gosh.
Yeah, they ended up catching the guy. He did, he did about 10 years, and this is a while back, so he might be out now, but yeah, man, like crazy. Thanks to that blood, it matched him up with some other people, and he got what was coming.
Justin, you're right. That is a bonker story.
And the moral of the story is, don't sleep naked.
Or sleep naked.
Scaring him off. The Daily
Mix Show. Do you think that you could beat Steve Miggs this morning? And maybe you got the cheat sheet yesterday at 5:40 during the men's room, because I gave out three of the correct answers for this upcoming game. Steve, you have 356 wins, 123 losses, and 102 ties so far this year. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call, and we play Beat Miggs at 7:50.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.